Free Talk Live. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you would like to discuss here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Of course, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first, and then we'll accept it. You'll easily be able to get in touch with us via Skype if you prefer. And I have to say, I prefer you call us on Skype, if it's an option for you, because you always sound better. Almost always you'll sound better if you're on Skype. Even if you don't have Skype on your laptop or whatever, if you've got a smartphone, you can get the Skype app for the smartphone, and that'll upgrade your call sound. It'll upgrade your quality to wideband audio instead of that kind of crappy, tinny phone sound that you're used to hearing on phones. So, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Last hour, we started the show out with a story that we barely scratched the surface on here. The drug warriors are pretty upset. Barack Obama has come out and basically done an about-face on the marijuana policy front. Now, he hasn't actually changed anything, but what he's saying is very, very different from what had gone on previously. Back, I think it was in the 2012 election, maybe it was 2008. I don't really remember which one. But one of his elections, there was like this big deal about how Obama is so tech savvy and his Washington people are really tech people. And look what we're going to do. We're going to put this thing online and you little people can go and vote on what you want Obama to answer. You can ask a question and vote up the questions you want him to answer. And he's going to answer the most popular question from America. And the number one question was about marijuana legalization. And basically, he blew people off, and he essentially said nothing's going to change, and things are the way they are, and tough.
Yeah, he made a joke about it, as I recall. He said, legalizing marijuana is not going to get the unemployment rate down.
So he essentially blew these people off, and his administration has continued to enforce marijuana prohibition. But now, here we are, 2 years away from him leaving office. And he's changed his tune. He's talking about how it's not as bad or as bad as alcohol. And he says that that he acknowledges that the drug war, and specifically the war on pot, it disproportionately targets poor people and blacks and Hispanics. And he's right. He's right about all those things. He's changed his position, and the Office of National Drug Control Policy has now spoken out. This is a relatively new thing with Obama. He just came out essentially and changed his position on Monday. So people are reeling from this major shift. Now, again, he hasn't changed enforcement. The DEA still is doing marijuana enforcement, so he hasn't actually taken his opinions and applied them to policy. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But anyway, going on here with a story from WashingtonTimes.com, Ernest Iztook is writing this basically a hit piece responding to Obama. The National Institute on Drug Abuse claims that marijuana is hurting little kids. And he goes on to say the taxpayers have spent billions of dollars warning about drugs, often about marijuana, but these efforts were dramatically undercut by the president's comments. Mr. Obama might as well have rolled that money into a joint and smoked it on national television. He told the interviewer David Remnick that his earlier years of prodigious puffery were a bad habit and a vice, yet he doesn't warn others not to follow in his footsteps. Well, saying it's a bad habit and a vice is essentially saying this wasn't necessarily a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. Does he have to come right out and say, hey, kids, don't do this? I mean, because it's pretty clear that you can still smoke pot and become the president of the United States.
He said that he didn't want his children to do it, right?
I haven't read the full interview.
Okay.
Have you?
I know, but I've seen, I guess, a little bit more than what is here. He says that it's a vice, and he doesn't want his daughters to smoke pot.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, what more do they want? They just want him to toe the drug party or the drug war line again, and they're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
The Drug Free America Foundation responded on its blog, quote, his laissez-faire attitude about legalization has drug policy and prevention experts scratching their heads in confusion as to why the president will not give clear guidance. Either he is seriously ill-informed about the issue, or is completely ignoring warnings from his highly esteemed advisors. Or maybe he's just being honest. For the first time, on this one issue, don't get me wrong, he's still a lying, sniveling politician, just like George W. Bush. But both him and George W. Bush have smoked marijuana. In fact, Bill Clinton did as well. How about that Michael Phelps character from the Olympic Games, you know, the gold medal swimmer? Oh, yeah, he was a pot smoker, too. So apparently what we've learned in the last decade is that you can smoke pot and you can win the Olympic gold medal and you can smoke pot and you can be a president of the United States. I mean, it's pretty clear that marijuana hasn't prevented those people from doing those things. However, had Michael Phelps or Barack Obama been arrested for smoking marijuana and been given a criminal record for smoking it or maybe even selling it. Again, Obama was a member of the Choom Gang. I don't imagine it's too unlikely that he sold a little bit of marijuana, too, at some point.
Whoa.
I'm speculating there, Johnny Ray, but I think that's a safe limb to go out on. I mean, enough. If you've been around marijuana enough, odds are good one of your friends sold it to you. Maybe you've sold some to them. Just as a favor, not as a, you know, as a career or anything like that, but it doesn't matter. If you get caught selling marijuana and it's your first time selling marijuana, instead of it being your 1,000th sale, if it's your first sale and it just so happens you get caught on your first sale, the punishment's going to be the same as whether it was your 1,000th sale. So had Barack Obama or Michael Phelps or any of these people who've been so successful in life, had they been caught for smoking or selling marijuana, would he have been able to make it to president? What do you think?
No.
I don't think so either.
Now, you get a record and you get a record for selling drugs, then you're in trouble, brother.
The foundation has called it an irresponsible move for such a person in the most highly regarded position in this country. The official national drug control strategy from drug czar R. Gil Karolowski lists marijuana as one of the four major drugs. They list it with cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine, which, of course, marijuana is nothing like any of those other three drugs. Don't expect him to resign in anger about how Obama is undercutting his work, however. He's a short-timer because Mr. Obama nominated him last fall to become a new commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. So for now, perhaps until Karolowski is at his new job, anti-marijuana messages remain on the White House website. As one page describes things, quote, confusing messages being presented by popular culture, media, proponents of medical marijuana, and political campaigns to legalize all marijuana perpetuate the false notion that marijuana is harmless. Well, I don't think anybody's ever said marijuana is harmless. It is something that is commonly smoked and generally most people know that smoking things probably aren't good for you. I mean, if you bring smoke into your lungs, that's different than bringing fresh air in. Seems like a no-brainer.
Right, that it hurts.
That if you put enough smoke into your lungs, that's probably not going to be good for you over time. But what is true, by all evidence, is that the use of marijuana is nowhere near as deleterious to one's health and to one's mindset, to one's ability to perform tasks, as, say, drinking alcohol or shooting heroin or, you know, you name pretty much any other drug. Marijuana is the most benign of them all. It's still a drug. It's still going to alter your consciousness. But let's be honest about it. They should add Obama's name to the list of confusing messengers, says Iztook, who perpetuate false notions. Well, wait a minute. Nothing Obama said about marijuana was false. He was very truthful in that he did it. He felt it was a vice. Maybe he looks back on it and, you know, maybe somewhat regrets it. That's his personal story. There's nothing untruthful about that. And it's certainly true that marijuana enforcement targets poor people and blacks and Hispanics more than rich white people. That's not false either. Going on. Outright hypocrite fits better, says Iztook. Be on the lookout for the White House to remove warnings of marijuana use from its website, such as this gem. The administration steadfastly opposes legalization of marijuana and other drugs because legalization would increase the availability and use of illicit drugs and pose significant health and safety risks to all Americans, particularly young people. Not true. Legalization does not increase the availability of illicit drugs. If anything, it's harder for young people to get alcohol than it is marijuana, although not that much harder. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts. You take control here at Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We'll continue. Drug warrior Ernest Iztook is on the attack against Barack Obama's change of heart on marijuana policy. We'll get back into that here in a moment. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want as well. Your call's coming up next at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And if you are a coffee fan, you can join Free Talk Live and BuzzBox Coffee to make a difference one cup at a time. There's a lot of good coffee out there. BuzzBox Coffee is some of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and it's fairly traded. So you're going to save money compared to going to the coffee shop with BuzzBox Coffee. The coffee's great, from what I'm told. I don't drink coffee, but Mark is a huge coffee drinker, and he has been loving the BuzzBox Coffee. Johnny Ray, are you a coffee guy?
Yeah, I like coffee. I got a cup of BuzzBox right here.
You do? Okay, so that I will take as an endorsement then. Do you like the product?
Yeah, it's great coffee.
Okay, good to know. And the best thing about BuzzBox, besides the fact that it's great coffee, is they're actually helping people make better life for themselves. So if we can get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners who also love coffee to go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get started with BuzzBox Coffee, then they'll be able to give the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. They're helping people around the world grow coffee and be, you know, basically create their own farms through these microloans, rather than just giving out handouts to people. They're giving a hand up and helping create businesses and helping enrich people around the world. So that's a pretty exciting detail about BuzzBox Coffee. You can get your first pound for free, by the way. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You do have to pay the shipping cost, but the pound itself will cost you nothing. Coffee.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up. Let's go to the phones here and talk to Bill. He's listening in Colorado to I-25 Talk Radio. Hey, Bill.
Recently, you had a program on about using MDMA as a treatment for PTSD. You mentioned a psychiatrist in Canada that had helped a particularly stressed young man. There was a young woman that was part of the program who said she was interested in a similar program. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is currently running such a program, such a study and program, using psychiatrists and clinical psychologists. They are not calling it MDMA. They are calling their product, for purposes of the study, HDCA2. So it might be worth looking into, and possibly you could pass that information on to her.
HDCA2?
Right. Well, for study purposes, they just name it. I'm not sure how they pick the name. But
saying that it's actually MDMA, but they're...
No, I'm saying I don't know. It would be a violation of federal law to disclose it if I knew, but I do not know. I just know that it certainly would be worth the time of someone who's in New Hampshire, in her case, who seemed very interested, to possibly make a phone call to the Massachusetts Institute of...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously, a quick Google search isn't going to give a whole lot of information on this, but HDCA2 apparently is histone deacetylase number 2. I don't know what the relationship there is to MDMA. It doesn't sound very related, but it's an interesting suggestion, Bill. Was there more that you had to share tonight?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to Dave listening in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Number one, I got a few things I want to talk about tonight. Number one, I'm always sick and tired of being made fun of, being called a leech or anything like that. I am not a leech, and I am not a pet.
Nobody on this show has called you a leech or made fun of you like that. So what's your issue?
On the boards they are, because there's this guy named Arch and Mookie. They're all a bunch of morons and idiots.
On which boards?
Your boards. And number two,
on the Free Talk Live BBS that you've been just posting all over the place on. You know, I've noticed, Dave, that you've been posting in the show stuff forum there, and you know, you're welcome to post there, but it's generally a place where we post show prep, not necessarily where you post the stuff that you want. I'm not restricting you from doing it, but it looks kind of spammy, Dave.
And number two, that you said that I should come up to King, New Hampshire, and
I did not say that.
I didn't say that. I should be on your show with somebody else because that would make great content with me and me with me and
never
else.
I never said that, Dave.
I love the sound of it, though, Dave. I'm for it. You got my vote.
No, we're not looking for co-hosts at the moment, but
no,
appreciate that.
Me and somebody else would be on the show.
No, I didn't say that ever. Sorry. I think that you were maybe confusing me with somebody else who was on the show. I think last night, I don't remember who it was that said that, but somebody called and or somebody was in the studio and suggested that you should come to New Hampshire. I don't think they said come to Keene, but I could be wrong about that. So, no, I didn't suggest that. Sorry.
Because they were because you know, that me
I don't think I could stand
else,
you being in the studio, honestly. I don't really, you know, I'm just being straight with you here, Dave. I don't think I could handle it. I think that I don't really think you're cut out for talk radio. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I think you seem like a decent guy. You've got some issues communicating with people, and that's why you get into fights with people online, because you don't seem to know how to get along with people online, and you seem to attract the kind of people
because
to you that you say that you don't. What's that?
Because they're morons. Because I don't like being made fun of.
Well, right, but if you call somebody else a name back, Dave, you have to understand that what you're getting out of life is what you're attracting, and you're out there putting negativity out there, so inevitably you're going to get negative people that are going to be approaching you and talking to you, and then you just feed back into that. If they're calling you names, you call them names back, and then it just keeps this cycle going, and then you're very frustrated about it. But ultimately, you've kind of created that for yourself.
And I don't like being made fun of and being called names and blah, blah, blah.
So go away from those places.
Yeah, it sounds like, Dave, like other people are controlling your emotions. Other people are controlling your well-being because you let them.
Absolutely true.
I just can't stand it, you know. I don't like being
made
fun of and
being
called
names. Well, you don't seem to be interested. Dave, I don't really know if I believe you because you don't seem to be interested in stopping. Well, first of all, let me finish my statement. What I mean is, you don't seem to be interested in changing anything about yourself to change how other people respond to you. You say you don't like being treated in this way, but you continue to put yourself in places online where people are treating you in that way, and you continue to be kind of, let's just say, rude to some people. I've seen some of the things you said in the chat room, and you type in all capital letters in a lot of cases, and that's upsetting to people, and you're not necessarily very nice, and so it's certainly not, you're not going to get nice people responding to you if you're not being on the up and up.
Well, let me ask you this. What if somebody said, oh, Ian is a leech, Ian is a pedophile? How would you feel if somebody called you a pedophile?
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care. Somebody's already called me that.
Care?
I don't care what people say about me. They can say whatever they want. I mean, people say all kinds of things about me, Dave. I'm on the radio, and so people have opinions about some of the things I say. I was called a pedophile recently, as a matter of fact. Somebody on the Stop Free Keen group on Facebook.
You should have heard what Tally was saying about you last night.
Thanks
was bad, bro.
For the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I was called a pedophile by some of the haters here in Keene because I have opinions that, we can get into it here in a moment. But the short answer is, you can say whatever the hell you want about me. It's like water off a duck's back. I've heard it all. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in that way if you prefer. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray, we're going to get back into what Dave was calling about here in a moment, but I want to introduce you, listeners, to ProXPN. They bring to you the phone lines here, 855-450-FREE. This is the ProXPN toll-free line, and I was actually just reinstalling ProXPN on my laptop today. I had to put a new operating system on, got a new hard drive, and so ProXPN was one of the programs that I put on there. Because it's really useful. It's a global virtual private network. And you can go and get started for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. But what it is that it encrypts your data. So everything that leaves your laptop or your desktop computer or even your smartphone, because they've got it for Windows, Mac, as well as phone iOS and Android operating systems. So you can put this on, and it encrypts all your data that leaves your device and all that comes into your device as well. So basically, your ISP, you're still using the same internet service provider. This is software that you run, proxpn.com/FTL. You're still using the same ISP. It's just that now, everything that goes through or to your ISP from your computer, they can't see anymore. They don't know what you're doing once you start using ProXPN. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and they're logging it likely for as little as 6 months to as long as 5 years. So if you want to protect your privacy, ProXPN is a way to do it. And you can do it for as little as $5 a month by using our discount code when you sign up for their premium package. The premium deal gives you unlimited bandwidth. Again, you can go get started for free at proxpn.com/FTL right now. But when you go up to the premium package, you get the unlimited bandwidth. You get to choose your server. You can pick whichever server in the world that you want to connect to. And that will actually make it look like you're in a different location. So when you go to the websites that you're visiting, they'll think you're in the location of the ProXPN server, rather than them actually knowing where you are. So you protect your privacy by protecting your location. You protect your privacy by encrypting your communications. And it also gets you around internet blocks. So if you're visiting another country, let's say China, where there's restrictions on the websites that you can access, on the terms that you can search, not if you're using ProXPN. You are no longer restricted. And that applies to workplace restrictions. It applies to school restrictions as well. As long as you've got connection to the internet, ProXPN makes it more free for you, makes it better. Now, it's $5 a month for the premium package. You can get that price by using our discount code, which is FTL20. That's FTL20, gets you 20% off for the lifetime of the account. And you get the $5 price by buying the annual package. You could buy a monthly package, it'd be a little bit more expensive. But again, annual package, 20% off. You get 20% off whether it's the annual or the monthly or whatever, proxpn.com/FTL. And you can use Bitcoin to save 33% off the annual plan price, proxpn.com/FTL. You can go get started right now. And when you do upgrade to premium, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So if you're not satisfied for whatever reason, you get your money back. proxpn.com/FTL. Now, I want to get back to the drug war issue here in this propaganda hit piece against Barack Obama. And in fact, you've got some Obama-related news.
Celebrity news.
About his marriage, apparently, not doing so well. But Dave in New York called in with his usual frustrations. Actually, this was kind of what he originally called the show about many weeks ago when we first heard from him the first time, that he's upset that people are saying things about him online. They say he's a leech. They say he's a pedophile. And I said, well, who cares? And he just was shocked. He couldn't understand why, if someone called me a pedophile, that I wouldn't care about it. How do you feel about that, Johnny Ray? What if somebody called you a pedophile?
When people make false accusations, it amuses me.
By the way, you said something about Jason Talley. You were joking. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Jason Talley.
Okay,
was...
it sounded like you threw him under the bus, and that wasn't real cool.
Yeah. I was insinuating that Talley had, thrown you under the bus. And,
but
you know,
he hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Well, anyway, as far as if somebody calls me a pedophile, I was called that recently on the Stop Free Keen group. It's a Facebook group, I guess, dedicated to stop activists from moving to Keene. They haven't been very successful thus far. It's just it's a Facebook group full of haters, people that hate the activists. And, of course, I'm seen as one of the more primary ones, and so I'm attacked. And so somebody did some Google searching for my name, and there's some sort of article out there where somebody links to an old episode of Free Talk Live where we're talking about age of consent. And they, of course, completely misinterpreted my viewpoints on age of consent, which they suggested that I supported having sex with 5-year-olds or something ridiculous like that. I mean, that's absolutely outrageous. I would never have suggested anything like that. But what I have said is that I don't support using violence against people who have a different belief system as me. And I usually give the example of the FLDS cult in Utah and Arizona. And this is a group of people who will marry off their daughters to 50, 60-year-old men, and their daughters would be, you know, age 12 or something like that. And I'm pretty sure those old guys are having sex with those girls. I don't know for sure, but you'd think that's probably something that's going on. Maybe I disagree with that particular behavior, but I'm not willing to go and impose my beliefs on those people. I may find it despicable what people are doing in that particular instance, but it's none of my business. And so the fact that I don't take the put them to death viewpoint that a lot of people do when it comes to this issue must mean I support sex with 5-year-olds. I think that's how they extrapolated that.
Yeah, and not only that, but if you support using the local police or the county sheriffs or the federal marshals or something to go in and break these women out of the compound, then you're supporting the theft by taxation of everybody else, because you think that's the right solution, you're going to make everybody else pay for
it. But I don't think that. You're saying you in general. I don't think those things.
Uh-huh.
I'm not willing to do that. What I am willing to do is suggest that people ostracize. Like, if there's somebody doing something that you don't like in their family or whatever, you should maybe give that child the opportunity to leave. But if the child's been so brainwashed to believe that God wants them to have sex with their grandfather or whatever's going on, because people have, you know, weird stuff going on, then I'm sorry, that's tragic and everything, but there are a lot of problems in the world, and I can only have so much influence on them. Maybe I would refuse to do business with those people if I had a storefront or something like that. You know, there's nothing wrong with ostracizing people and letting them know, hey, I think that's wrong, but I'm not willing to throw somebody in a cage because they have a different belief system than I do. I may find it despicable, but ultimately it's just a different set of beliefs. People around the world have different beliefs about age of consent and, you know, when sexuality is okay and what sort of level of parental interactions. I'll give another example. There was somebody who moved here to the Keene, New Hampshire area a few years ago. They had different ideas than normal about how to raise their kids about sexuality. Like, I don't want to – I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody had moved here. They ended up leaving because there was another woman who was living with them who didn't like what their viewpoint was. And she – let's see. There was a story that was told about how apparently in the shower one night – this little boy, their son, I guess, was in the shower with his dad, and I don't remember how old the boy was. I think he might have been like three or four, something like that. And he, I guess he reached out and touched his dad's penis.
His wang.
And he said something like, pee-pee, or that's your pee-pee, or something like that. You know, something that a kid would do, right? If they were in the shower with their dad, and it's not entirely uncommon for parents to do something like that, is it? I mean, I don't remember that happening as a kid for me, but
no, it doesn't.
It could have happened.
No, it doesn't seem strange to me. I did it.
But this woman thought that was like molestation, that the dad even allowed that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she reported them to CPS.
Oh, Lord.
As a result of that. I'm sorry. I'm just not willing to do that. That's not something that I want to get involved in somebody's life in that way. It's none of my damn business what you do with your kids or what they do or whatever. We're coming up here in moments. So call me whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. So Dave in New York calls in tonight and doesn't understand how it is that we here on Free Talk Live could be called names and just, you know, it's no big deal for us. So I post on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. I post, Dave in New York doesn't understand how people can call us names and we don't care. Ever heard of sticks and stones, Dave? Of course, I'm referring to, for those that don't know, I'm referring to the childhood rhyme of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Apparently, Dave hasn't heard that. Either that or he's totally BSing. He responds, the first person to respond, says, sticks and what? I refuse to be called names. See, the thing is, though, you can't stop someone from calling you a name. You can be as angry as you want about it, but people can call you whatever they want to. Freedom of speech. Now, what do you do about it? I say, let it go, because there's no point in getting upset. If you get upset, then aren't you just giving them what they want?
Yeah, that's why they're calling you names. They're trying to upset you.
They want to get a reaction.
Yep, and Dave is just being played like a puppet by people calling him morons. It makes him livid. It ruins his day. I don't know. Some people can get addicted to that, I think.
He seems to like it because he keeps putting himself in the position where he keeps getting called names.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Hey, Free Talk Live is a show that is a little different. Actually, it's a lot different in several ways from other talk shows. One of the ways is we actually connect directly with you, the listener, and you can connect with us by not only calling the show and getting interactive with us online. For instance, you go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content on the site there. So, Johnny Ray, that Dogecoin, that Jamaica bobsled team Dogecoin article that you talked about earlier, You found that on the front page of freetalklive.com.
Yes, I did.
So you, the listener, can go to freetalklive.com, and if you aren't logged in, you can create a free account there, and then if you have a Reddit account, you can actually submit content right to our website and then vote whether you like or dislike certain content. So Fat Rasputin was the individual who submitted the Jamaican bobsled story to the website, and so you could do that too. You can submit whatever content that you want. and then other people can vote it up or vote it down, depending on whether they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things as well. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Now, if you like what we're doing here on the show, one of the things you can do to support Free Talk Live is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We invest that into the show and get on more radio stations. We're up to 140 radio stations now. That's a new high for Free Talk Live. And we could get to 300, 400, 500. We just need to have more money to reach out to more stations. And we've brought Daryl on board now to do affiliate relations for us. He's already gotten two new stations for Free Talk Live in just 3 months, which I think is fantastic as far as bringing new stations on. And the AMP dollars, part of the AMP dollars, are going to pay Daryl. Some of them, some of the money is going to buy industry advertising. So Talkers Magazine is a very big publication in the talk radio industry. We've got a pretty prominent advertisement in their daily newsletter. We're actually on their Tuesday newsletter, and we appear very prominently every week on Tuesday with a really big Free Talk Live ad that's very attractive and it looks nice. So these are some of the things that the Free Talk Live AMP program allows us to do. And right now, if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, your AMP dollars will be doubled because we're doing a fundraiser up to $950 per month. We've got around 800 of that 950 right now. So we're most of the way there. But around when we get to $950 per month, we'll have maxed out the fundraiser. But until we do, your AMP dollars are going to be doubled, and they will continue to be doubled for the next 10 months. So let's say we hit the 950 mark next week, then your AMP dollars will continue to be doubled for the next 10 months. If you have not yet amped, you can still get in on this doubling deal. Because like I said, we still got another $150 to raise. So please, for $5 a month, you can bring $10 a month into Free Talk Live. If you want to do $10 a month, you'll be bringing $20 a month into Free Talk Live. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us, and I sure do appreciate it. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, of course, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and your thoughts. Chris is listening in Washington via the TuneIn app. Hey, Chris.
What's up, guys? Hey. You know, I guess this is sort of old news. Going back to last week, this whole Freedom Industries chemical spill was going on. A lot of people affected, which made me go back to what I refer to as the libertarian religion, right? And I don't mean to, like, paint libertarians with this broad brush, but I'll just have at it. Libertarians fundamentally believe that companies like Freedom Industries, right, that our recourse as citizens or, you know, other businesses if we're affected, is to sue Freedom Industries. If they dump a ton of, like, MCMH like they did last week,
where was this?
Sue them, right?
Where did this happen?
I believe it was West Virginia.
Okay, yeah, we heard about that. We actually had some of our West Virginia callers telling you. I didn't know what the company was that did it, so go ahead.
Yeah. And so that's sort of like the libertarian line, right? That we shouldn't regulate these industries, that if the free market will sort itself out, that if you have real trouble, and it came out that this particular chemical, they didn't know if it was basically if it was harmful to humans. But, you know, like the way that they do it in Europe is that before they release chemical that could potentially leak into groundwater, that sort of stuff. They figure out if it's harmful to humans. But here in America, the libertarian view is we won't investigate it unless, you know, it leaks, and then once a bunch of people die and they get sick, well, then we'll sort of figure out how it reacts in humans. And so I just don't know that a free market could literally, apparently it was a chemical that cleaned coal, and mm-hmm. I really don't think that a coal company, I don't think you have a free market. I don't think the coal company is going to say, well, Freedom Industries is pretty reckless, and they're offering a 30% discount on this chemical. I don't think they're going to say, well, we don't want to go with them because they're reckless. They're going to go with whichever is the cheapest. So I don't know how libertarianism works in a sort of situation like Freedom Industries. What's your take?
My take is that the situation as it is now, you've got an actor standing between you and any product you want to make, and it separates you from your consumer goods. What I'm trying to say is that the people of America, they all know that there are people in Washington, D.C., working hard to keep these businesses in line, so they're not going to spare a single thought to it. So comparing the consumer of today who considers that this problem is taken care of, that his politicians are working hard on it and the state bureaus are keeping pollution down, they don't care a bit about this stuff. They don't even think about it to a certain extent. Obviously, you know that's not true. Some people do think about it. Some people do go the extra mile and go spend their money with businesses that they know are environmentally friendly.
Sure, green is huge. I mean, these days.
Yeah, and in the future that I envision, the people will not be able to make that excuse that their politicians are keeping the planet clean, and so their innate desire and their ability to choose the right companies to do business with is going to be motivated to do that.
I think that's an important point, Johnny Ray, but also, well, let's talk about liability. Because right now what you have is the state who, it sounds to me, Chris, like you're turning to them to keep you safe from these companies. But ultimately, it's the state that's protecting the companies. I mean, if you look at limited liability companies, you look at the idea of just corporations in general is to protect people from the people in the corporation from liability. But also, for instance, you've got examples of how the government has leased out land to private corporations so they can strip mine it, so they can deforest it, and not do things in a sustainable manner. There's those examples. You got the examples of companies like BP or Exxon, which in a lot of cases are protected from full liability for their actions. If I recall correctly, the BP spill, the federal government protected them to the tune of they only had to spend $75 million on the cleanup. They cost far more than that. So the regulations are put in place not to protect you and I, but to actually protect the businesses, while at the same time the politicians tell you that they're protecting you, but ultimately they're really protecting their buddies in industry. So really,
absolutely,
the politicians don't protect you from these things, but if these companies were liable, as you had suggested at the beginning of your call, if the companies were operating on full liability for their actions, and I'll bring you back, we can continue the conversation here in hour three, but if the companies were operating on full liability, meaning that anybody who was harmed or whose property was damaged by these companies could take them to court and hold them accountable, then those companies would be a hell of a lot more cautious if they knew that a mistake was going to cost them their business. Plus, there's also insurance you could factor in as well. 855-450-FREE. You can also share your thoughts. How can we be protected without the state?
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieve your congestion.
Yay!
You challenge them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.